This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we will hear an update from Agronomy Manager for CHS Shipman location, Reagan Weir.
Yes, on the fall crop update, we're looking at a lot of beans that are turning pretty rapidly. And, you know, here on the September 9th, 10th, well, we're seeing them turn pretty quickly. We think that we'll see beans harvest progressing in the next week. We think we'll see a lot of our beans come out, you know, by the third week of September, you know, getting in preparation for next year. We'll be doing a lot of fertilizer and chemical applications on those acres as well as corn acres. So things are progressing really well. The weather looks pretty good, and looks like we're going to have a real variable harvest on beans and corn both. We think the beans, you know, are going to be actually pretty good by pod counts in many areas. And I know some of the late areas that were really delayed may have some struggles with beans also. But overall, I think they'll probably be pretty decent. Corn acres are just starting to come out in our area. We're seeing some of the early corn that's probably down into the mid-20s now on moisture. You know, and it's coming out probably in the... Oh, varying a lot based on when it was planted, timing, when it was, or how the drainage is, the surface as well as subsurface drainage. We're going to see that stuff probably range widely, you know, from low in the low hundreds up to over 200 bushel per acre. So we're going to see that really range a lot. I do think some of the early corn that I seen came out yesterday was in that mid-20s, and I'm going to say in the probably 165 or 70 range.
And if you hadn't heard, we just did a yield survey a couple weeks ago, and the countywide average that was estimated was 166.9. So that sounds pretty close to what you're seeing right now, so that's a good thing.
Yes. See, that was in Montgomery County, and I believe they will also be just like Macoupin and Green and Jersey and Bond and Madison. I think it'll be all over the board within the same field.
Sure. Lots of variance for sure. Yep. And Reagan, I was also told that you guys have a new propane tank at your Route 140 location.
Yes, as we look at our propane and refined fuels business, we have many customers in that Bond and Madison County area that as we deliver trucks, that most of our storage is at Greenfield, Illinois. So we were trying to get some storage a little bit closer to where the producer needs are, especially in the really high demand seasons, the corn drying. And so just to meet customer needs, we're adding storage there that as we have trucks in the area, they can refill close to the tanks and give better service to our customers.
Well, that certainly sounds like a good improvement. And something else that took place, I think it was a couple weeks ago, you had an anther plot tour?
Yes, we did. And it actually, you know, it, fitting of the 2015 crop year, it rained about 2.5 inches that day, which is about normal for the year for us. So we did it. We ended up having that in the building and kind of just had some discussions around crops and issues this year. And to be honest, it probably revolves a lot around corn production. This year it revolved more around soybean production and, you know, weed control in soybeans. So that's one area that we're seeing. We used to have such clean fields all over the area, and the Roundup either resistance or tolerance has continued to grow in our area. We're spraying much earlier than normal, using a lot of residuals, and still struggling with fields that have water hemp that seems that we can't control. So those topics really revolved around that, and you know, we definitely have some alternatives that are either here today or that are very close on the horizon in dicamba beans and Enlist beans, the 2,4-D resistance and dicamba resistance. But even this year, we also sell a lot of Liberty beans, and, you know, our sellers are actively selling and booking those acres. So, you know, we're sure talking about the systems changing and how weed control is for our area.
Sure, there's definitely a lot of variance. And are there tours available upon request to see the anther plot?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we do have that one. It's just east of our Shipman location. They can call in our office here or call Dwayne Milner is our guy that runs those tours. And we will get them set up. He's out there every week taking farmers through looking at things.
And any other final thoughts today, Reagan, for our listeners?
Well, we always hope that everybody stays patient during harvest and, you know, has a safe harvest for our farmers as well as those urban neighbors that are seeing the equipment on the roads to, you know, be patient and give them a break.
Once again, that was your fall harvest update from Agronomy Manager for CHS Shipman, Reagan Weir. We'll be back with more after these messages. We're back with your WSMI Farm Show. The Montgomery County Fair is hosting their fall demo derby and foosball tournament this Saturday. Fair Board member Jan Valentine has details on that event.
It will be Saturday. We're having a kids' power wheels at 6 o'clock right before the demo derby. We are charging $5 admissions for the kids to do this. They'll get a little medallion and maybe a couple other little prizes. And then the demo will start soon after that. We'll have to get the track ready. Maybe we'll have enough rain on it and not have to do anything to the track. Man upstairs has that control. Before that, actually, we have the human foosball tournament. We hope to start it actually at 1 o'clock, but teams can sign up now if they call me at 556-6837. That would be my cell phone. There is a $50 entry fee per team. Six is on the court at one time. We will pay out two places.
If more than 10 teams register for the tournament, the money will be donated to INAD Research in honor of Grace Herschelman. Jan also added that this is a fun event for community groups to compete in.
Bank against bank, maybe car dealership against another car dealership. We'd like people to request to have rivalries. We will try to set that up. Maybe police officers against state police. There's no running involved. You just have to hang on to a pole. It slides back and forth. You kick a little ball around just like the foosball, but you're the player.
Teams interested in participating can contact Jan for more information or to register for the tournament.
They would be $50, and they would call me, Jan Valentine, at 556-6837. If I don't answer, leave me a message. I will get back with you. And then if they want to talk to anybody on the demo, it's James Elam, and his number is 556-2420. Sign-up is at 12 for the human foosball, and probably 5:30 for the little kids' power wheels, and then the regular demo drivers, I think they're supposed to start coming in at 2:30. We also have a flea market from noon till dusk. We ask no food vendors, but all other vendors from Tupperware till your pickers come out and join us. Charge will be $20.
Once again, that was Montgomery County Fair Board member Jan Valentine about their event taking place on Saturday, September 12th. The Illinois Crop Report was released yesterday by the USDA. Corn harvest continues to ramp up, with most producers expected to be in the fields this week. Statewide, precipitation averaged 0.16 inches, 0.46 inches below normal. The average temperature was 79 degrees, 7.8 degrees above normal. There were 6.7 days suitable for field work for the week ending September 6th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 6% very short, 34% short, 56% adequate, and 4% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 4% very short, 24% short, 67% adequate, and 5% surplus. Corn dented reached 89%, 4 percentage points ahead of the 5-year average. Corn mature reached 43%, a jump of 22 percentage points from last week. Corn harvest was 2% complete, compared to 6% for the 5-year average. Corn condition was rated 5% very poor, 10% poor, 30% fair, 43% good, and 12% excellent. Soybeans coloring was at 39%, a jump of 28 percentage points from last week. Soybean condition was rated 5% very poor, 12% poor, 30% fair, 44% good, and 9% excellent. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show.